glory. You will put your hands together. Amen. You will stomp your feet. Amen. You would give God the glory. Amen. Because you knew it was nobody but God. Amen. That kept you this long. Amen. Amen. You look over there, you see Sister So-and-so. Amen. She's been in the church for all her life. Amen. And she was still praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. It might have had Brother So-and-so over there on the cane. Amen. But he still was praising God. Amen. You had the young kids in the back. Amen. They might not have known what they were singing about, but they were singing, amen, the praises of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. For being brought up in the church. Y'all hear me this morning, amen. Being brought up in the church, amen. We thank God for grandmama and granddaddy and them, amen, that brought you up in the church, amen. And even if they couldn't make it, they send you to church, amen, and had a little change in your pocket, amen, and put a little something in the plate. Hey, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about, amen. You had Sunday school, amen, and you had a Sunday school teacher, amen, that gave you a little cookie and some juice, amen. Somebody know what I'm talking about in Sunday school, amen. And once a month they had BTU, if you was a Baptist, amen, and you went to Baptist Training Union, amen, and they taught you about the Word of God. They taught you about the policy of the church, amen. They taught you how to act like you knew, amen. They taught you how to have some home training. They taught you, somebody said home training, amen, amen. And if your mama was sitting on the choir stand and you decided to act up, amen, she didn't have to say anything, amen. She just looked down and she wore glasses, amen. She looked down over the glasses, amen, and you straightened up like you was in the military, amen, because you know mama wasn't playing or grandma wasn't playing. Don't let me have to tell so-and-so. Don't let me have to get so-and-so. And you knew without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that if you acted up, you was going to get it. Amen. On your way home or when you got home. Amen. And don't drag in, amen, Saturday night. Amen. And think you was going to sleep in. Amen. I don't care how old you was. Amen. You drug in. Amen. You was getting your behind up. Amen. And you was going to what? Church on Sunday morning. Amen. Lord have mercy. What happened to those days? Lord have mercy. Amen. What happened? Amen. Amen. As the kids said, what had happened was, amen, is now you can't get to nobody's feet or they understand. See, there was a time, amen, when you got beat by the nearest thing that was available. They call that child abuse now, amen. You can't say nothing. You can't raise your voice. You can't cut your eye. You can't dust anybody. Oh, we used to dust the house, amen. You dust up, amen. And then your parents say, I'm going to dust your behind. You can't even dust at home no more. But I love the Lord, and I won't take it back, because he has been, what, so good, what, to me. You have respect for your parents, you have respect for your elders, you have respect for your neighbors, you have respect for teachers, you have respect for the church. Now, I don't even know if they got respect for themselves, Lord have mercy. But that was the time in the church, amen, when people, amen, that love the Lord, and they took time to praise God. They took time to care about each other. Pastor Dr. Beasley was talking to us today, amen. It was a time in the country, amen, and everybody took care of everybody, amen. And if there was a funeral, they had a bell that they would ring, and you would know what time the funeral was going to be. And people would go, and they would bring boxes of food, and they would go in and wash all the clothes and iron all the clothes and make sure folks had enough food all week long and took care of everything that needed to be taken care of. And nobody had to tell nobody to go, amen. And people knew how to go and to take care of each other when someone was sick or when someone was in need. Folks took care of each other, amen. Lord have mercy. Where did them days go? Lord have mercy. We didn't got too busy for the Lord, amen. But somewhere along the line, amen, God still hasn't got too busy for us. Amen. He still, amen, sits on the throne, amen. He still has all power in his hands, amen. And so we're going to continue to worship and praise God. And we're going to continue to raise our cheering, amen, in the way that they should go, that when they get old, amen, they won't depart, amen. Amen, amen. We thank God today for, amen, parents and grandparents and relatives, amen, that serve the Lord, amen. A lot of people say, well, they ain't perfect. And I ain't seen a perfect person in my life. Amen. I slipped that one in on you. Amen. Amen. I haven't seen, you seen any perfect people? Amen. I haven't seen any perfect folk. Amen. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that he is a forgiving God. Amen. He is a God, amen, that allows us and he knows us. Amen. And he knows what's best for us. Amen. If we get out of line, he knows how to dust us off. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up and we're going to read Psalm 24 this morning. Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence.
Come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for another beautiful day.
Yes.
Thanking you for another Sunday that thou hast made and allow us to see it, oh God. We thank you, Father, because you gave us enough strength to come to your house of worship this morning.
Yes.
To come and to praise you and to give you the glory. And just thank you one more time because truly you've been mighty good unto us.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you have not dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but you've given us one more chance to get it right. And for that, we are grateful this morning. And Father God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus that as you look on every heart, oh God, Father God, that if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And fill us with more and more of your blood of the Holy Spirit and more of your blood of your Son, Jesus, oh God, that we might be more and more like you, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you today. We bless you and we praise you. We say hallelujah in your name. We say, oh God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the bright sunshine. We thank you for the air that you allow us to breathe.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father, because in spite of these aches and pains, Lord Jesus,
hello,
truly you've been our healer. You've been mighty good unto us. then, Father God, I pray that you will continue to look on this branch of Zion. Continue to bless Pastor King's son, oh God. Continue to give him revelation knowledge in your word, Father. And, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that through the preached word, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh God, that somebody's spirit today will be uplifted. Father God, somebody's heart will be encouraged. Father God, someone will know without a shadow of doubt that you got all power in your hand. And then, Father God, I pray that you continue to bless and keep First Lady K-Star. Continue to be her help and her strength, oh God. Look on the First Family in a special manner. Oh God, I pray that you will look on each and every member that is assembled here today. Oh God, bless them going out and they're coming in. Look on their families, oh God. I pray that you look on the ones that are watching us by Facebook or the ones that have called in, oh God. Father God, whatever mode of communication that they are worshiping today, Father God, I pray that you will touch their hearts and touch their spirits, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word and truth. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus. And we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And, oh, God, I pray through your preached word, oh, God. Father God, that we will be better witnesses unto you. Father God, I pray that you give us a heart of humility, a heart of praise and thanksgiving. That as we leave this place today, oh, God, that you will get the glory, Father God. And you, Lord Jesus, and you alone will do the drawing of all men unto you. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will look on our sick and shut in everywhere. Those that are in hospitals, homes, and nursing homes, oh, God. Those that are coalescing at home, oh, God. I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver. And, Father God, I pray that you will look on mankind today. But truly, we need a Savior. We need you more than ever before. Oh, God, help us to seek your face, your will, and your purpose. Oh, God, that you, Lord Jesus, and you alone, Father, you will be lifted up, and you will draw all men unto you. And we'll continue to bless you. We'll continue to praise you and lift you up because you are God, and you're God all by yourself. And we thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every benefit. We thank you for your hand of healing. We thank you for your hand of grace and mercy this morning. Yeah. And we thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus. Hello. We thank you for victory through the cross, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for these and all blessings. Mm-hmm. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen, amen, amen and amen.
God for prayer, amen. Talk to the Lord, amen. Oh, amen. And all of us stand in the need of prayer, amen. Somebody says, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer, amen. And we know, amen, that the prayers of the righteous have availed much down through the years, amen. So there's been times, amen, that we've all received blessings, amen. So somebody took the time to pray for us, amen. Yeah. And they let their little light shine, amen. Amen. So we want to sing one of these songs in our hymnal, amen. And hymn number 411, and it's entitled Lift Him Up. And we look at the news and look at what's going on in our neighborhoods and cities across the United States. And every continent has some war-torn stories and issues and some ups and downs and violence and mental illness and all kind of problems, amen. They turn to the public officials, amen. Turn to the politicians, amen. Come to find out, amen, they got just as many or more problems as they do. Amen? Amen. So the only one that I've learned down through the years, amen, that you can turn to.
Amen.
And get the right answer. Amen. A lot of folks just slap their jaw and tell you anything. Amen? But to get the right answer. Amen? Amen. And so someone that knows about the situation before it even happens, amen. And I found out that that's nobody but God, amen. If you turn to God, amen,
yeah.
He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And when I got a witness, amen. Amen. That he's true to his word, amen. Songwriter said he may not come when you want him to. But I found out that he's on time.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Amen. It might be in the midnight hour. Amen. But he's on time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture said, weeping may endure what? For a night. Amen. Huh? But somewhere along the line, joy, what? He's going to come in the morning. It might be midnight. Amen. But you know sooner or later, come on now, that joy is going to come in the morning. Amen. In other words, that sooner or later, somewhere along the line, in that trouble that you find yourself in, amen, that trouble's not going to last always. And sooner or later, daytime is going to catch up to night. Come on now. Sooner or later, amen, that midnight going to have to give way, what, today, amen, and that joy, amen, going to have to bust through, amen, and in spite of what the enemy or folk may lay out before you, amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but somewhere along the line, anybody ever experienced some morning joy? Anybody ever experienced some morning joy? Amen. You might have cried all night long, and your body's back with pain, amen. But somewhere along the line, amen, joy will come in the morning. Joy will come in and let you know everything's going to be all right. Joy will come in and help ease the pain. Joy will come in and help soothe the troubled mind. Joy will come in and give you peace in the midst of the storm. Joy will come in and let you know that God has not forsaken you and that God has not forgot about you and your family and everybody, amen, that you're praying for. Sooner or later, they'll realize that there is a God
unto me.
can't hurt him. Amen. God gonna do it his way, his time way. His time is not all his ways on our ways, amen. And we have to understand, amen, if he was long loving enough to make us, amen, and to give you and I every breath, just all them breaths that you took this morning, all them involuntary breaths and heartbeats you had last night. Amen. Huh? Amen. Most of us in here had missed a meal. I can't talk for everybody. Amen. Amen. Some of us got some stuff stored up. Amen. 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 That means we didn't miss nothing. Amen. Because we had extra. Amen. We carried around the extra. Amen. That the Lord had. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. I'm trying to get rid of my extra. Amen. But we've had extra, amen, all of our lives, amen. So we thank God, amen, that if he can provide, amen, for that little sparrow out there, amen. Amen. Surely he can provide what? For you and I, amen. But we got to trust him. Lord have mercy. We got to get to a place, amen, we say, love God Almighty, amen. I got to go with your plan because mine ain't working out too good, amen. Anybody ever been there? Amen. You tried it your way. Amen. And your way did you astray. Amen. And then you came back to the Lord. Amen. And God, amen, was right there where? All the time. Amen. He was right there all the time. Amen. And he welcomed you with open arms. Amen. Back into the fold. Amen. And so, my brothers and sisters, that's what we have to do. We have to continue to walk by faith, not by sight. To trust God, we have to trust, continue to lift him up because the world needs to see Jesus. Amen. That song says, lift him up by what? Living as a Christian. What? Oh, let the world in you, the Savior, what? See. Then men will gladly follow what? Him who once taught what? I'll draw what? All men unto me. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw what? All men unto me. So our job is to walk a certain way, amen. Lift him up, amen. So people can see the Christian in us, amen, and say, I want some of that. Amen. Anybody ever been in the fashion? Anybody ever been to fashion? I know a lot of the young people, yeah, some of the older people, amen, in the fashion. Amen. And when you wear fashion, amen, you wear stuff, amen, and people say, oh, that is nice. Where did you get that from? Amen. I think, did they have this in my area or my size or my color? Amen. I want to what? Get something what? Like that. Amen. That's the way fashion was. When you was younger, amen, everybody had to have what was in style. Amen. Or you had to have the hairstyle, amen, and you had to have the certain type of shoes, amen, you had to have a certain type of pants or jeans, amen, or shirt or whatever, you had to have it, and it was in what? It was in style, and if you saw it or they saw you, you wanted something, what, just like that, amen, and the kids used to say, that was cool, oh, that was cool, or that was bad, or that was fire, or man, that's all right, or that was bad. Bad meant good, amen? And you wanted to be on the end with that because it was something that you were attracted to, amen? And so what our personality should be like, amen, is a Christian personality that would attract somebody that would want to be more like a Christian, amen? So we have to look at ourselves every day, amen. But after I cuss that person out, did I take them to the Bible? And tell them James, amen, said that blessings and cursing should come out the same mouth. Amen, amen. And you apologize, amen. You weren't going to cuss no more, amen. You got all the way to next week and kept your word. I'm meddling, man. I'm not going to meddle no more. I'm not going to meddle no more. Amen. But God is good all the time. Amen. And 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, amen, he's faithful and what? Just to what? Forgive us of our sins and what? Cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Amen. Ain't that all right? Amen. Amen. Even when you mess up, God's got some spiritual soap. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. He got some spiritual soap that you can feel you cleaned up. Amen. Get back up. Amen. And get back what? In line. Amen. All right? Amen. Remember, when we were in school, they talking about they were going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. But we need to continue to live a life that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to have some testimonies this morning. Amen. And we're going to start up here in the pulpit. We're going to work our way back. Amen. Anybody has a testimony about how good the Lord has been to them?
Amen. Truly, I give honor to God, who is the head of my life. Truly, I just thank God today for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for everything that he has done in my life. For truly, God is true to his word. And I just thank him today for family, for my church family, and pastor and first lady. I just thank God for the many miracles that he has performed in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. Because God is still performing miracles, whether people believe it or not. He is still working miracles in people's lives. And so I thank him today. And I thank him because he is a God that has never and will never lose a battle. And so I thank him today for all that he is to me, all that he's going to do for me, and all that he will do for us in the future as a church family and individually and collectively.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God this morning.
Hallelujah.
I thank God because he is so good. Truly he's good unto me. And I thank him for every blessing, every benefit. I thank him for his darling son, Jesus, power of the Holy Spirit, and his word of truth. And then I thank God for blessing keeping my family week. And just looking on loved ones and friends. Thank God for you, Pastor Kayson, the First Lady Kayson, the Heart of God Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I thank God that he is a strong tower.
Yeah.
I thank God that he is a healer.
Yes, he is.
And I thank God that he is a comforter.
Because yes,
truly many hearts have been wounded and broken this week and the past week. But I praise God and I thank him for just covering the wounded spirit.
Yes.
And giving people a hope when there is no hope. And I just ask that we continue to pray for one another. Pray for our children.
Yeah.
Pray for our seed. Pray for our babies.
Yeah.
That God will continue to see that they have food, nourishment. Yeah. Pray for our children that they will be protected as they go to school day by day.
Hello.
And we just thank God that for his hand, his keeping power.
Yes.
For everything that he has done for us, in spite of what it looks like,
on,
he's
man.
Still a good God.
Yes,
and he is still worthy
yes.
to be praised.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. There's another testimony in the house. Amen.
Good morning,
church.
So good to me.
Man.
I just want to really thank him for loving me and my loving love at all. And I really thank God for just being who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, if I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank him for all the time for God, for
man.
Me, my family, the heart of God, the church,
yeah.
all of us. He has really been to us. Thank God that my father come. My granddaughter was graduating.
Church, baby.
Yes. I really thank God for all the
things. Amen. Church, baby.
Good morning, everyone. Thank the Lord this morning for everything.
Amen.
So good to me. And I thank God for part of God that church and the pastor, first lady, for her words of encouragement that keeps us up this every day.
Yeah.
And such a blessing to know that we are Christian spiritual family that stands together fast and we need up this. Whatever we need, God has provided for us. That's this morning, I want to thank God
mm-hmm.
that I'm a part of that. That I can take what I feed off here in this church and pass it off to someone else that don't know him, that need him, but God has prepared all of us to share
mm-hmm.
his love, his grace, and his mercy for each person that crossed our path. God has allowed us to minister to, give them the blessings that God has prepared us to storm the outside, share his love to those that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for every believer in this church, those that you hear, those that are home listening. Never be prepared that Satan set in on you. Because God, that he would never leave us.
Long that's long. Right.
He always have a blessing. He always has a family in the church. He stands behind us every time. Just call on us. He's for real. And also, thank you for this day. God, praise you and I give you all the good.
Amen.
Have this song I'm going to sing.
Amen. Your song.
Down through the years.
Go ahead, first lady.
God's been good to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Down through the years. God's been good to me. Down through the years. God's been good to me, so good, so good. God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. God's been good to me, so good, so good. God's been good to me. That's my testimony today,
yes.
And I know that's everyone's testimony.
Yes.
We are still here,
yes.
And it's been many years,
yes.
And God's been good to all of us. And I know that God will continue to be good to us. And those who know that God has been good to you,
yeah.
You can sing that song too. You can say down through the years. Regardless of how many years you've been here, God has been good to you. And I just want you to know that God is good to all of us. And God has been good to all of us. And we just have to keep on living, keep on praying, and know that he holds our future in his hands. Father God, I love you. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. You all have a blessed week.
Amen. 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 Thank God, amen, for continuing to bless us down through the years. Amen. The Lord has been good. Amen. I want to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul can't help but cry out, hallelujah. Thank God. We're going to go to a caller on the line. The last four digits, 3343. Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord has brought me a mighty long way. I'm so thankful. He let me get up this morning on my feet. And open my eyes up and say, you can't wait. And see the sun shining in his eyes and say, you got another day to stay above this ground and praise the Lord. I thank the good Lord and let me get a bypass the pain that it goes through and say, thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us. And anything you got to say or do, hold it to yourself and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our next caller. Last four digits, 7351, 7351. Good morning.
And good morning, Pastor Tayshaun, and to First Lady and the Heart of God family. It's always just so good to hear all of your testimonies, and I'm able to give mine. We just love to praise and let everyone know how good God is to us from the beginning to now. God is always going to be with us. We just got to keep the faith, talk with him, and just know that he will take care of whatever is going on. It might not be the way you like it or the way you want it, but when he finished with it, you're going to say, God, you're always right. You're always right, and thank you very much. So everyone have a blessed week, and stay safe.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Amen. I thank God for everyone tuning in, whatever way you tune in. Truly, amen. It's been a blessing during this time of global pandemic. Amen. That we are still able to praise God. Amen. Together, whichever way God allows us to, and still fellowship and continue to lift him up. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask at this time that Reverend Sykes will be ready to lead us in prayer this morning. Amen. I asked her back in the hallway, amen, about one of the old songs she used to sing. Amen. And I forgot it. I told her I was going to remind them. Amen. And the words. Amen. She laughed. Amen. I'm going to remind her about a little old house. Amen. Sitting by the railroad track. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about a good time. A mighty, mighty good time. Amen. And I'm going to ask her to sing that song and then lead us in prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask her to sing it. Amen. Amen. I want her to sing that song. Amen. She had a good testimony that the Lord is still blessing and still providing miracles. Amen. Amen. Talking about a good time. A mighty, mighty miracle blessing. Good time. Amen. So we want her to sing her song. In Jesus' name. That's it.
All right, Pastor. As I let my run back, I can see the little old church sitting by the railroad track. Just a little shabby old place.
Go ahead, sing your song.
We used to sing Amazing Grace, talking about a good time, Lord, Lord, a mighty, mighty good time. Somebody would sit up a tent in an open field. Folks would come from everywhere, running over rocks and reels. Yeah, very little money was raised, but many, many souls were saved.
That's right.
I'm talking about a good time, Lord, Lord. A mighty, mighty good time. One more time.
Yeah.
As I let my run back, I can see that little old church.
Come on, pick this song.
Sitting by the railroad track.
It was just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace, talking about a good time, Lord, Lord, a mighty, mighty good time. Eternal Father, our God, as once again we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace.
Yes.
We come, Father God, thanking you, O God, on today with an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Because we are so grateful to you, God, for everything that you have done in our lives, O God, and what you will do, O God, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come and to have a little talk with you. But just a little talk with you, Father, will make everything all right. Oh, God, we know that you are our refuge and our fortress, a very present help in times of trouble, oh, God. We know that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want for anything, Father. And so, Father, we come, oh, God, on today just thanking you and praising you, God, for what you're doing, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. Because you and you alone are worthy, God, and you are still in control, Father. And so, Father, we come on today, Father God, with the fruit of our lips saying hallelujah on today, Father God. Oh God, we come on today thanking you for the new mercies of this day, Father God. Because we know that morning by morning, new mercies we see. And all that we have ever needed, God, your hand have provided. And so great is your faithfulness unto us, oh God. We thank you for being a God that's a keeper. We thank you for being a God that's a healer, that's a deliverer. We thank you for being a God that's a miracle-working God, Father. Oh God, we bless your name and we praise your name on this day, oh God. Because this is the day that you have made. And we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless your people on today, Father God, that you will touch the hearts and the minds, oh, God, of mankind today, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you will continue to give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, Father. Oh, God, we bless your name on this day, oh, God, because, God, you, oh, God, you are able to do anything but fail. Oh, God, you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think of you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we come, Father God, acknowledging, Father God, that we have many shortcomings, God. But, God, we ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh, God, and make us pure vessels to be used by you, Father God, in kingdom building. Oh, God, we come on today, oh, God, lifting up mankind everywhere, Father God. There are many needs today, Father God. There are many challenges and difficulties, Father God, that your people are going through, oh God, on today, Father God. And so, Father, we ask, Father God, that you, oh God, would just touch them, Father God, where they need to be touched, Father God, on today, Father God. And, oh God, we pray for those that are in hospitals, oh God, and nursing facilities, oh God, and assisted living places, oh God. We pray for all, oh God, bereaved families on today, Father God. I lift up, Father God, Olympia Randolph's family, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she transitioned on Wednesday, Father God. Yeah. But, Father, we lift up the Randolph family to you in Atlanta, Georgia, Father God. You know all about what they need, Father God.
Yeah.
Comfort them in this time of their need, Father God. And all the other, oh, God, families, oh, God, that are bereaved on today, Father God. Oh, God, we love you and we adore you, Father God. We pray, oh, God, for our school teachers today, God. We pray, oh, God, for all the students today, God, and all the staff members, oh, God. We pray today, Father God, for families near and far, Father God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for Anita Bryce, Deacon Anita Bryce, Father God. We pray, oh, God, for Brother Bryce and the Bryce family today, oh, God. We pray for this branch, oh, God, of Zion, Father God, called Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the angel of this house, Father God, Pastor, oh, God, Kason on today, Father God. Lead him and guide him and strengthen him, God, as only you can, Father God. Allow him to preach your word with clarity, with conviction, with power, with boldness, and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, we can't do anything without you, Father God. And so, Father, we humbly submit ourselves to you on today, Father God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, today for all of our elderly, Father God. We pray for those in war-torn countries, oh, God. We pray for those, oh, God, in Buffalo, the families in Buffalo, oh, God, and the families in Texas and all over the scope of the world, Father God, where violence is just running at rampage, Father God. But, God, we know, Father God, that you are still in control. And we know that you sit high, God, and you look low with us, down low, Father, on us, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you, oh, God, will give us the strength, oh God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you on today, and we bless your name. I pray for Pauline Lawson, that's my aunt in Atlanta today, God. You know all about what she's standing in need of, God. I talked to her the other day. She said, Elaine, I'm getting tired, Satan. But, God, I know that you know what's best for her, God. And so, Father, I lift her up on today, Father God. I lift up my entire family on today, Father God, whether they're in Atlanta or in other cities and states, Father God. But, Father, I thank you, Father God, and I bless your name. Thank you for those, oh, God, that have nurtured me down through the years, Father God. And I bless your name, oh, God, on today, Father God. For truly, Father, you've been good to me down through the years. Lord, you've been so good to me. You've been so good to us. You've been so good to Heart of God Baptist Church. You have kept us, Father God, all down through the years, God. And we give you praise on today. We say hallelujah to your name on today, Father God. And then sometimes, God, we just don't understand life. If I just want to be honest today, we just don't understand life sometimes, God. But we know that you got the whole world in your hands, Father God. And so we thank you today, and we bless your name on today, Father God. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we bless your name on today. We praise your name on today. We magnify your name on today, and we say hallelujah to your name on today because, God, you are worthy, and you are so worthy to be praised, Father God. And so we thank you, oh, God, and we give you glory on this day, Father God, that you have made. So we thank you for being the creator and the sustainer of life, because truly you have sustained us all these years, and you continue to sustain us right here and right now. And we'll forever be grateful to you, God, for everything that you have ever done in our lives. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Thank God.
Thanks, amen, for the prayer, amen, thank you for the song, amen, for her steadfastness in the Lord, amen, amen, it's not easy, amen, learning how to, amen, continue to trust in the Lord, amen, her initial sermon, amen. Back in the day, we was at Central High School, amen. Amen. She was trusting God, her and her husband, amen, to diagnose, amen, in the same year, same week, amen, with cancer, amen. Amen. And still trusting in the Lord, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but we can give nothing for my journey, amen. Lord have mercy. And ain't always been smooth, amen. Somebody said, all of my good days, outweigh my bad days, but I won't complain. God's been good to me.
Yes, he has.
So good to me. Better than this old world you could ever be. He's been good.
Yes,
so good. Why? To me.
Yes.
He tried all of my tears away.
All of my tears away.
Turned my midnight into day. So I just say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I won't
and I won't complain. I'll just say, what? Thank you, Lord. Amen. I won't complain. Can we try that this week? Amen. When the road get rough, amen, just reach your hand up and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. When you get a little frustrated, can we just say, what? Thank you, Lord. Amen. When friends don't understand, just tell them what? Thank you, Lord. Amen. When you got an ache or a pain here and there, just say what? Thank you, Lord. And when you get to a place, amen, where it seems like, amen, everything you hear is bad news, you just going to say what? Thank you, Lord. And the reason why you say thank you, Lord, because there ain't no good in complaining, amen, and trusting, Lord, at the same time.
Go ahead, pal.
Amen, amen. How are you going to complain and trust God at the same time? Amen. So the best thing to do is say, I know that God knows what's best for me. Amen. And because God knows what's best for you, amen, that if he brought you to this thing, amen, that God will what? See you through this thing, amen. So there ain't no sense of what complaining about this thing. So I'll just say what? Thank you, Lord, amen. Thank you, Lord, amen. And I won't what? Complain. Good God Almighty, amen. When you get to that point, amen, folks will look at you like you done lost your mind. Amen.
Yes, they will.
Amen. But you say, thank you, Lord, because you're going to be the one that's going to turn this situation around. Amen.
Right.
So I'm glad I put it in your hand. Yes. Amen. Yes. How many know that when you put it in the Lord's hand, amen, it's in the right place. Amen. When you got that wayward child, amen, and you pick that child, you know that God has got that thing, amen, and that God, amen, is going to work it out, amen. Sooner or later, amen, God is going to turn that what? Situation around. Sooner or later, amen, God is going to open that door, amen. Sooner or later, that God is going to get an understanding to that child, that they'll understand according to the word, that if you train them up in the way that they should go, amen. The word of God said, that when I said the word of God said, not what you said, not what I said, but the word of God said, that when they get old, they might have to get a little older, but he says they will not but depart.
That's right.
And so I say, what? Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I won't what? Complain. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Somebody was a little chilly this morning. Come on now. Complain, amen, about, amen, about anything, what? Thing was going to be just right. Okay. What he did promise us, amen, is that all the time, amen. And God is going to be.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Amen. As long as ain't growing, but I'm tired of this rain. Can't have it both ways. We want to have so God lets us know, amen. I used to laugh with my mama when she used to talk about the outhouse in West Virginia, amen.
they had no running water. Amen. Amen. Now you got running water. Amen. Amen. And you complain that you got to clean the bathroom. Amen. And hate the what? Hate the bag. Bucket. Oh, have mercy. So you didn't go out to the outhouse at night, but amen, you went to the bucket. But now we can go in it. Amen. And then when it comes kind of clean, we put some gloves on. Amen. Got some comic. We use comic. Amen. Right? Nah, man. I ain't trying to do that, man. But let us go back to the slop bucket. And you go back to the slop bucket and you'll be hurried up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How often I won't want to complain in your head with the blood of the Lord been coming in good to me. Yeah. Oh, let me get behind it. Good to me. Come on now. Living in the world, he's been good. What about the bucket? No, he's been good. Perspective. Amen. Those of us that are old enough to experience the perspective. Oh, mercy. How good the Lord has been. Amen. Lord have mercy. Remember, we used to ride in the car. Lord have mercy. Didn't have no air conditioning. We had a big old Chevrolet station wagon with vinyl seats. And you get in that vinyl seat and you sit there and the summertime feel like your hot back of your leg was like a hot dog. We had a big family, so everybody took time to get in the car. You sitting there burning.
That's right.
Ain't no air conditioning. This was your air conditioning. Anybody remember that?
Yeah. Roll them up.
Most people got a little button now. You put the button in his window goes. But you had to roll that door down. Amen. And there was a little triangle window in the front of the car in the driver in the passenger seat, and that was your air conditioning. But the air conditioning didn't work unless the car was moving. And then when the car was moving, the air would catch a hold of that little triangle window, amen, and send the air to the back. But I was the littlest one, so I didn't get no air until everybody else got the air in the back. No air breath. But now I go out there and turn the door on blast, amen. Get a little cold in here complaining, right? Let me close the vent. But I say all this to say, aren't you glad that's not how the story is? Amen. That somewhere along the line that we realize, amen, that God has did so much for us. And I want to go to Ephesians this morning. And we're going to talk about that's not how the story is. Look at somebody say, that's not how the story
is.
Dear mercy. Remember, both my grandmothers, they used to watch the story. Amen. Amen. They used to watch the story. Grandma Smith, amen, she's like Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
That was back in the 70s. Amen. On General Hospital. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
amen.
I do.
Yeah. Just looking Laura over. And she be talking sometimes on the phone about an incident that happened. You think it's real.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You're like, who did what? Yeah, he did it. And Luke fell out And the guy came over and punched him, and Lord just fell, and she was in the hospital. He's like, oh, who's in the hospital? Amen. And then you realize, amen, it was a story. Amen. And you didn't mess with grandma and them, amen, when they was watching, they were, oh, we wanted to watch Spider-Man and Batman, but you couldn't watch Spider-Man and Batman, the grandma and them, amen, when they were watching, they were, oh, amen. So what we had to do is we had to realize, amen, that there were some things, amen, that were like, it was the law. Amen. You didn't buck the law. You didn't buck the system. Amen. It was like that. Amen. But at the end, you realize they knew that you wanted to watch some cartoons or whatever. Amen. And so they knew that if they told you, amen, while I'm watching my stories, you go do this, do this, and do this, and then after I finish my watch my stories, you can have lunch and you can watch what you want. So not being able to watch TV at a certain time wasn't the end of the story. Because you knew, amen, that somewhere along the line you was going to be able to be blessed to be able to do what you wanted to do. Amen? That's the way life is. Life is give what it takes. We found out, amen, as we got older, amen, some people just want to take all the time. That's what's wrong with this world now, amen. You got people all over this world. They don't want to give and take. They don't want to acknowledge God. All they want to do is take. What's for me is me. What is mine, and what's yours is mine. But we have to understand we're in this world, on this planet, together. Amen? And it is not, amen, a thing according to the word of God that we don't look out for our neighbor. And so what we have to understand is that God is a loving God, that God is a just God, and you have the ability to praise him, to worship him, to be in fellowship with him and your fellow mankind, and then he'll take care of your every need. So you don't have to hoard and be greedy and shoot and kill and maim because you can't get your way. Amen? All of us were born in this world. The record declares, Dr. Lindsay, that we were born in sin, what? And shaping what? In iniquity. That we came in this world because of sin, selfish, amen? Amen? You ever watch a little kid, amen? And you have a toy, amen, over there, and you have a toy over there. You got a toy for each kid. Amen? But somewhere along the line, that kid going to get tired of their toy and going to want to take the other person's what? Toy and get mad and have a tantrum if they can't have that toy. And so then the other child said, okay, don't worry about it. You have this one and go get the other toy. But then that kid wants that toy and what? And that toy. No kid. Got to be taught how to behave. Got to be taught, amen, how to what? Share. And get a what? Along. We still use this in corporate America. We need to learn how to play nice in the what? The sandbox. And all the grown-up entities need to be able to play well in the sandbox so that everybody can get along, amen, and so that everybody can benefit. But the problem is we still have this flesh on us that wants to be what? Selfish, amen. And we think that's going to be the end, but that's not how the story ends. The story doesn't end like that because Jesus died, amen, so that we didn't have to live like that. Oh, my gosh. He sacrificed his life so that we can have eternal life with God because we was in a bad situation. Let me slow down here. All of us were in a bad situation. We were in a situation, amen, that we couldn't get out of. Let's go to Ephesians, the second chapter. And let's see how bad of a situation we were in. I know we talked week before last about not giving place to the devil. No, don't set a place for the devil, amen. All right? But we were in a situation where the devil was at our table every day. He was at the head of the table. he would get the best part of chicken. The preacher used to come and get the best part of chicken. Amen. On Sunday. Amen. But the devil, amen, he was large and in charge in our lives. We was following right along. That place. Oh, don't forget to set a place for the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep a place for the devil.
Chapter 2, Ephesians lets us know, amen, how bad a situation it is we were in. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and you, point your finger at yourself and say, hey, you, hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and what? Point your finger at yourself and say, I was dead, spiritually dead, in trespasses and sin. I was in bad shape. And in verse 2 it says, where in time past you walked according to the course of what? This world. According to the what? Prince of the power of the air. Do you know who the prince of the power of the air is? The prince of the power of the air is Satan. So you was walking, I was walking, the way that the prince of the power of the air wanted me to walk. In my trespasses and sin. So I was in a bad temp. And he finished that verse off. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children, what? Of disobedience. So not only was I walking in sin and disobedience, but I was the living dead. On my way, what? To a burning, what? Hell. Because the record declares in Romans 3:23 that all have what? Sinned and what? Come short, what? Of the glory of God. And then if you go to the sixth chapter, it says, the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
But aren't you glad that's not where the story ends? Because in that second part of Romans 6:23, it says, but the gift of God, what? Is eternal life through what? Christ Jesus. And so what we have to understand is, amen, once we realize how close to going to hell we were, somebody need to think about this one second. Amen. In other words, I came into this world, amen, with a one-way ticket. Amen. In other words, when I came in here, as soon as I learned how to sin and knew what was right from wrong, and I kept doing wrong, amen, I punched my ticket. And justice stood back and said, yep, that's her, that's him. The prince of the power of Israel, that's my child, that's my boy, that's my girl. They go on with me to the lake of fire. Amen. Somebody said gasoline draw. Right. And we learned, amen, that sin felt good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Because if it didn't feel good, what? We wouldn't do it. Huh? Sin felt good. Amen. And the more it felt good, the more the prince of the power of air gave us the opportunity to do it. We fell what? Right in line. Amen. Fell right in line. Knew it was bad, but we were gonna do it anyway. Amen. There was a song that said, it's your thing. What? Do what you want. Won't do. I can't tell you what who to stock it to. Amen. Boom, boom, boom. And we was doing our thing. Amen. Was I the only one doing my thing? Amen. Every one was doing their thing. Amen. Wasn't thinking about God. Amen. Somebody tell you like God, you're like, okay. But somebody said, that's not how the story gonna end, amen. Because I'm gonna tell them, amen, about Jesus. Over there. And they said, it don't have to end that way, sweetheart. It don't have to end that way, brother. It don't have to end that way, young man or old man. Amen. It doesn't have to end. The story doesn't have to end up that way. Because God has made provision, Lord have mercy, to be able to take that ticket, amen, that you have and rip it up, amen, and give you a new lease, what, all night. Go on to see how much trouble we was in. Verse 3, Ephesians 2, chapter 2, it says, among whom also we all had our, what, conversation in time past in the what? Lust of our flesh. In other words, we were fleshy. Like those little kids in the sandbox that everybody had a toy. But not only did we want our toy, but we wanted somebody else's toy as well. We were fleshy, in other words. We wanted it our way all the time. And if we couldn't get it our way all the time, we had a temper tantrum. Amen. And we had a temper tantrum. We wanted to fight. Look at the world today, and particularly in the United States of America. Amen. And if folks can't get their way, amen, they will pull out a gun and shoot somebody. News this week, amen. Somebody said the doctor didn't do their back right, so they went and killed the doctor and the folk in the doctor's office. Because they were feeling what pain. Amen. And it seems like every week is somebody mad about something, killing somebody, amen, thinking that's what's going to cause the pain or cause or rectify the situation. Because we're walking in the flesh, but and not in the what? Spirit. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, in time past, in the lust of our flesh, and what were we doing? Fulfilling the desires of what? The flesh. What happened to Adam and Eve? I'm going to let y'all go here shortly. What happened to Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve were filled with the Spirit of God. Never experienced any sadness, never experienced any anxiety. God said, don't want you to experience that. You got all of this. Dominion over all of this. Listen to what I say. And don't partake of that tree right there of knowledge of good and evil. And God didn't put a computer chip in them when they had to do it. But God gave them a free will on that mind. To either trust God or not. To either act in the spirit or act in the flesh. Lord have mercy. And what did they do? They believe the lie of the prince of the power of the air. It says, look here. You know, God lying to you. If you partake of that tree, you ain't going to die. And God holding out on you. Not only is God lying to you, but God's being selfish and holding out on you. And they believe the lie. And so many men and women have lied in this world. Last election, people say that it was stolen. People say it's a big lie. And so many people have believed the big lie and other lies, amen. And now everybody, amen, that don't agree with what they say is fair game. Everybody that don't agree with what they say is what? Fair game. Can't nobody get together and say, shooting little kids in a school. It is not very Christian-like. And that we should be able to come up, amen, with some kind of little agreement, amen. If we say we're Christian. Amen. Because you got Christians on every side of the story. Amen. But if you say that you're a Christian, and you got babies crying and dying in classrooms, somewhere along the line, amen, somebody needs to say, that's not how the story gonna end. We're gonna do something. We're gonna turn to God. We're going to ask God to guide our hearts and spirit to say, that's not how the story is going to end. But God's going to come in a situation, and I'm going to put down my mess, and you're going to put down your mess, and we're going to take it to God and do what God said. Despite my affiliation with my God, despite my affiliation with my politics, despite my affiliation with how I feel about you and you feel about me. Too much. It's too much. Get into a place where we arguing about what my politics are, what your politics are, what your position of how many guns you should have, or how much you should have, or what you should be allowed, and your amendment. Well, what about the commandments of God? This is thou shalt not what? Keep. That trumps every constitution that's ever been in this world. Too much. But that's not how the story ends. God is going to have his way. You can walk around and think you won, or you put it off, or you've had your way. But that's not how the story goes in. God is going to get the final say in this thing. And whether you get on board with it or you don't, that's not how the story goes in. God is going to get the glory. I don't care if every person around this world is walking around with a machine gun thinking that's going to end the story. That's how it's going to end. Watch what God did. Watch what he'll do. On Calvary's cross, when he died, the record said he hung his head and died. The record said that he gave up the ghost and father into thy hand, I commend what? And he gave up what? The ghost. And everyone that saw him suffer at the hand of violence, that they beat him violently, that they put nails in his hand violently. That's how man deals with stuff. Amen. They put a crown of thorns on his head, put nails in his feet. The record says that they wanted to make sure he was dead, so they pierced him in his side. Amen. And they said that's how the story going to end. But how many know, amen, that it ain't over until God says it's over. So you can take all the weapons and all the guns and all the nails and all the swords and all the cruelty that you, amen, can muster. Amen. But that's not how the story going in. Come on now. Because the record declared, amen, that Jesus, when they took him down off the cross, we call it a good Friday, amen. And they put him into a borrowed tomb, amen. That everybody wiped their hands and say, that's the end of that. That's how the story is going to end. That's how mankind is going to deal with God. We're going to take it in matters into our own hands. But the record declared that he stayed there Friday night, Friday evening. Amen. And someone said that they took some glasses and they made toast and toast. Amen. And said, we got rid of this Jesus with our means of crucifying him. And we showed him, amen, who was God, the King of the Jews. Amen. And the record said that all day Saturday that he was still there. But aren't you glad? We call the mighty. How, amen, the story is going in, amen. And somebody said they had a big party on Saturday, amen. Music thumping and jumping and everybody celebrating. We ain't got to worry about this God and this Jesus anymore. We're going to do it our way. We're going to handle it with violence, amen. But the record said that early on Sunday morning, the stone got rolled away. This Jesus, who was dead, that's right, he was dead, he got up from the grave, he got up with all power in his hand, he defeated death and the grave, the record declared, the stone was rolled away, and the grave was empty, and everybody that trusts in him and follows after him will get up, you get up, you'll be able to say, without a shadow of doubt, don't you say me, yet will I trust you, though you might take my life, that's not how the story ends. I'm going to trust in God, I'm going to believe in God. Them little babies that were shot, those people that didn't have a heart to put a law in place to stop babies from getting shot, that's not how the story ends, because the dead in Christ will rise. been slaughtered because of a constitutional right. Or political ideology or power. He said, you get our behind dusted. God is a good behind duster. When you get finished, you're going to wish you had some appetite. Because that's going to be eternal consequence. You can take it anywhere you want. I'm just going to put it on the grill and cook it. You can put it, you can take it anywhere you want. But that's not how the story's going to end. So you might be able to get away with it on this side. When you close your eyes, you stand before your Creator, you're going to give an account.
Yes, you will.
And the justice, righteous judge is going to be right. Amen. The righteous judge is going to be right. It ain't going to be no second chance. Ain't going to be no pulling out the Constitution. It ain't going to be my political ideology. It's going to be what thus says the Lord. It doesn't seem long, whatever. But that's not how the story is. I want you to be encouraged because this is not going to be the last mass shooting. It's not going to be the last political uprising. But we know that our God I have the final say. Amen. But on this side, or the other, amen, we're going to have to stand and give an account. Amen. I mean, get it right. Get it right. Lord, have mercy. Let us stand. In other words, so babies, Lord, have mercy. Calling 911. Running out of schools. Thinking like the AIDS. Can't get to their mom. Looking at the teachers dead in the classroom around. And can't nobody that says they're an adult make some kind of arrangement, amen, to lessen this? And the reason is they think that's how the story going. Nobody can do that as long as I stay, as long as I'm in position. Can't nobody do nothing about it. But one day, and before God, the one that can do something about it. Doors of the church are open. There might be someone here today that doesn't know that Jesus and the free pardon of this sin. Don't know him today. Send an invitation to you to come and know him. The Lord Savior of your life. You'll fulfill whatever that war is, amen. But I used to be able to live a spiritual life, even though you live in the flesh, to be able to overcome evil with good. That's what the record says. Oh, stand up and say it was evil. The record is going to say, well, how did you overcome the evil with good? That's the solution. We was in a bad situation. But God so loved us that he gave his what? Only begotten Son. That whosoever believed in him would not have to what? Perish. Some of perish died. He sacrificed, but we're not willing as a country to fight our weapons of mass destruction for a child. When Jesus sacrificed his life. And we don't have no sacrifice. We don't have no give. Because of a constitution or political ideology. If you're a mother or a father of a human being, there should be some kind of slack. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to ask God to bless our offering. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for
a blessed offering that we use for your kingdom building. And ask all in Jesus' name. Amen. I shall come to thee. Come, let us worship. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. And when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. But when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. And I'll dance like David danced. And I'll dance like David danced. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord. And of thine own. And of thine own. Have we given thee? Have we given thee? Amen. 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 Thank God for the gift and the giver. Now have our benediction. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another worship experience. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to come and to experience your spirit and experience your word. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor, shake hands with your neighbor, call somebody, let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name.